Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and Your Transformation Hub, and this podcast series is dedicated to harnessing your unique potential, tools for purpose and personal empowerment, and of course, having fun becoming the architect of your own life. And today we're looking at episode 52, Five Ways to Welcome Opportunity. Okay, let's dive in. So, number one, a lot of people think that they're open-hearted and open-minded and available for opportunity, but actually that isn't necessarily their relationship with opportunity. How can we find that out? Well, basically, it's quite hard sometimes in life to be open simply because you might have been through a bad patch or a time where you feel that you were struggling or trying to get your footing and get your foundation. So it's actually quite a self-loving discipline, but also a discipline in itself to remain open irrespective of your situation and circumstances. So if you imagine life being a bit of a pendulum, sort of good and bad and swinging in between those particular places, then a lot of people, if they have been hurt or have had difficulty, they'll have a tendency to remember that rather than that there have been other great things along that way as well, and that being open allows all possibilities, not just repeating or reinforcing what happened in the past. So number one is, check out truly your relationship with opportunity. Are you really open? Are you carrying memories of how things were in the past, and either unconsciously or less aware of the fact you're constantly making reference to how things haven't gone well? And so actually the universe is hearing that particular foundation, and it would be a shame for you to say, well, I'm really trying hard and I really thought I'd moved on, or I really thought I am authentically open, and you found out that you've actually been hanging up your heart on a shelf and just saying, oh, I don't want to get hurt anymore, or I don't want the same situations occurring. So number one, some people think they are open to opportunity, but please check in with your heart, check in how you will feel when that beautiful opportunity comes along, and make sure you're not hanging out in your head with your ego telling you sadly about your failures or being that annoying inner critic. Okay, number two. So how can we stabilize and balance that beautiful magnetizing? So drawing opportunity, aligning with the great cosmic energy, which is unlimited and unending. And how can we capitalize basically on our unique and individual connection? Well, you know me, I'm always going to publicize the heart-mind alignment, because if you are in your heart center, then you are going to be able to fuel that creative flow. And the creative flow includes, of course, receiving opportunities and being able to pour your unique energy connection into creating opportunities. So first and foremost, work to be balanced. Anything you're thinking about, the intentions behind what you're thinking about, move into a place where you're definitely at peace, you're listening to your intuition, you're listening to your greater sensitivities, and you're saying to the universe, I am open to opportunities known and unknown, and being aware that a lot of things could come to pass and that they are or may appear to be a bit random or a bit out there, but actually they're all part and honouring and reflecting to you the intentions that you've been focusing on and been fueling for your opportunity to come along. So number two, really make sure that you are in a balance point, that you are working in your heart center to dream and to be very upbeat and open in your capabilities. And secondly, that you are prepared also to be grounded, to be practical, and to allow the mind, of course, to administrate your dream into a practical experience. So looking at everything being a co-creation. Alrighty, number three. Okay, a lot of people are a bit confused about responsibility and commitment. Now, when we're creating and when we're embracing opportunities, because they're flowing all the time into our world, we do need to have a very strong dialogue and open communication with all of those opportunities. Sometimes that means people literally come up to us and say, would you like this job? Or would you like to sell your house? Or would you like to be in that flow of transformation, whatever it may be, and however it matches with what you've been thinking about, what you've been intending, and what you've been feeling inside. So, but the universe is saying, here's a choice, here's a choice, here's a choice. It's an endless flow, but it's not saying, oh, I'm going to magically do it for you. The universe is saying, you are me, I am you, we are the universal flow together, but it's still up to you to take the next step after choosing and to endorse by taking responsibility. Now, taking responsibility doesn't mean doing what you should, what other people like, pleasing other people, or generally doing the obligation, shall we say. It is about you being clear, all right, about what you want to respond to, because that's the essence of responsibility. So if you do get an opportunity and you sit and you go, I don't know, I just really don't know, then the best way to adapt to that and to ask yourself and to find out if you want to take responsibility to take that further is that you sit in quiet communion and conversation with yourself, and that you make space in your life to take yourself off and really consider what that means. Now, I'm not talking about overthinking and pros and cons and a lot of, should we say, planning and diagrams and costings. I'm talking about essentially the anatomy of responsibility and commitment, which is heart-centric. All right, so it's asking you, how would you feel if you took responsibility for this? So a lot of things, they will take effort, focus, self-discipline and persistence. But are you going to love it enough to want to go down that road? So if you are, then that opportunity is already converting into a co-creation that you are aligning with and that you are, of course, choosing to embrace and to take responsibility for. Commitment is similar. Commitment is the contracts that we make within ourselves to experience what we believe is unfolding or will co-create as a result of that opportunity. But also our ego can get in the middle and get involved. And ego does like a lot of attention. So it doesn't like the fact that we find peace and harmony and ease, and we magnetize relatively effortlessly when we're in our hearts, because ego gets lonely in its head and it goes, oh, I want you to come and join me there. But the problem is ego generally doesn't understand creativity in a cosmic or a multidimensional sense. Ego really only focuses on opportunity in a physical way, all right, looking at what you have to do in the physical domain to realize it. So the best and highest frequency and most authentic reflection of the opportunity and drawing that to yourselves, magnetizing it to you, is going to come through the peace and the harmony. Ego could start pushing you around and start getting impatient, start getting frustrated, start criticizing it's taking too long. And that sends opportunity away, full stop. So just be aware that impatience is one of the biggest downers for opportunity, and it can become a sort of instant gratification spiral or a self-sabotage behavior. So remember, when you're choosing, you are choosing also the alignment. You're choosing the contract, the commitment to yourself in your heart center. So don't let your ego interfere with its parameters or objectives. If you strongly believe the opportunity is going to come together, then the universe will understand that in your resonance, and it will want to support you in birthing that into reality. But just remember, it could change along the way. And so patience is there to help people evolve that particular form, because the universe is all about the feelings, all about the learnings, all about the expression and balance of materializing the spiritual and spiritualizing the material. So finding meaning, finding purpose. And We can do that when we are resonant and aligned. But if we let our ego get involved, there's often going to be a particular sort of obsession with one form or another, rather than saying, I am allowing that form to evolve. All right, so the opportunity can come, but it's to be open that it can be in a variety of forms. Alrighty, number four. Well, being open to opportunity and welcoming it into your life does require self-belief. And I think self-belief is one of the best tools, particularly if you want to co-create something innovative, you'd like to seek an alternative, you're tired of same old, and or you're at a crossroads in your life and you're saying, I want to truly magnetize a life-shifting perspective and a life-shifting opportunity. So for some people, they give up too easily. Like I'm saying, they pop over to their mind and go, oh, it's not working, or it's taking too long, or, you know, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy. And as a result, of course, that message radiates out and the ability to magnetize the opportunity sort of starts to wane or is disconnected. So the energies will still keep flowing, but when you are clear and when you are in self-belief, then it's like you're holding on to that beautiful sketch that you've got. You're ready and available to transform it, to alter it, to adapt it. But you are fundamentally saying, I believe I am capable of receiving that. So just imagine self-belief is a little bit like you want an opportunity, you open your front door, you post a big sign going, I'm open to that opportunity. And then you leave the door open, but you know that you need to believe in yourself constantly and quite consistently in order for that to arrive. So it's a bit like the FedEx guy coming. He's going to deliver it and you have sent it to the universe. You are combining with the energy. But because to a certain degree in our world, we have a kind of attachment to space-time, there is going to be a period where you have to just reinforce that belief but not get too attached to the form. So number four, I strongly recommend that when people are working to align with the next opportunity in their lives and that which, you know, works to bring meaning, purpose, prosperity, all of the lovely good stuff, then that you really do look at tools such as self-belief, all right, clarity, consistency, authenticity. And also, if you've got any limiting self-beliefs that you choose to say, do you know what, I'm not going to see myself as that person who always misses out, or I'm not going to keep reinforcing that it was like that last time, or that nobody helps me, or that I can't be bothered because it's just all too hard. So all of that, of course, is a kind of arguing with yourself, and that isn't going to support magnetizing clearly. And the universe is basically going to get confused. They're going to go, do you want us to dispatch the FedEx guy or not? Do you want the FedEx guy to leave the parcel at the door? Do you want him to deliver it next door, etc., etc.? So it does, with self-belief, you'll keep sort of like a beacon. You're keeping reinforcing that which you have chosen and that which you resonate with and brings you joy and fulfillment. Okay, last point today, number five. Know thyself can appear to be a little bit trite, a little bit old-fashioned, but actual self-awareness is one of the greatest ways to welcome opportunity. And whatever we're experiencing in our lives, if we do embrace self-awareness and observe ourselves, and we are capable of stepping back, capable of embracing detachment, then this can often be the real mastery, shall we say, in the creative process that allows beautiful opportunities to come with greater and greater ease. A lot of people go, I'm trying really hard. Now, when we try really hard, what we do is we shut down actually our capacity to receive and our capacity to magnetize opportunity. So it's key that we are aware if we're forcing, if we're not in that happy space in the sense of the receptive, detached, allowing space, which is where we need to be for opportunity to ground. So number five, really do spend a little moment knowing thyself, understand where you are in your creative cycle, and recognise if you're trying too hard. Back off, detach, step back, and keep aligned with your greater vision. Okay, I'm Alexandria. It's been my great pleasure to talk about opportunity today. If you like this content, then please go to yourtransformationhub.com. There's lots of podcasts, lots of other topics that are hopefully combining both cosmic and common sense and supporting you in creating the life that you're meant to live. All right then. Thank you very much.